The Cold was built by hand during the mid-1800s, a marvellous feat of engineering by any standard. It was created as a way of providing water to power the sawmill via the mill lade. Turn around and you'll see it running parallel to the river just behind you. The flow of the river into the mill lade can be operated via the sluice gate on the little bridge next to the hut. In 1874, the mill lade was extended to supply water to a nearby spinning mill owned by the Roberts brothers. The textile industry was an important part of border life, with most families having working connections to the mills. However, the eventual demise of the textile industry meant the Roberts brothers mill closed in the 1970s. The buildings were then converted to become a rainbow trout farm, but this ceased trading a decade or so later. As you'll see, a large part of the Cold has collapsed, which is a real demonstration of the power of the river. The last few winters have seen the Cold weaken under the sheer volume of floodwater surging down the Ettrick, causing increasing levels of damage. Plans to rebuild this historic structure are presently under negotiation, with the hope that the Cold will be returned to its former glory in the not-so-distant future. The sawmill no longer runs from power sourced from the mighty Ettrick, but the Cold and the mill lade are a living reminder of the ingenious ways our forefathers helped sustain industry in Scotland's border towns. We hope you've enjoyed your time at the Cold. When you decide to head back to the Salmon Centre, there's one final story for you to enjoy. It's the tale of Tibby Tamson, a local legend, with its roots set firmly in the Philiphaugh estate. Just select the next audio track on your player